rest of the story. Mike and Larry were friends, an odd couple association really, starry-eyed, semi-starving artist, and a prosperous, hard-nosed businessman. Larry was the businessman, heavily invested in corn futures up to his eyeballs in cynicism. If Larry knew anything in the world, it was what sells. Mike, for example, would produce a modern artwork of some kind, and all Larry wanted to know was, will it sell? Well, one day Larry is visiting Mike's shop. It's a small piece of sculpture that caught his eye. Nothing like Mike's modern art. It was an old-fashioned, perfectly proportioned figure of a sleeping child, a Cupid. In fact, had it not been so fresh and clean-looking, it might have passed for a genuine ancient Greek statue. Hey, that, Larry declared, that would sell. And when Mike asked what he meant, Larry explained that antiques were much in demand, especially in certain parts of the country. Larry was himself an antique collector, well acquainted with the market. But the Cupid sculpture was not an antique, Mike argued. He'd made it himself only recently. It was merely its classical style that made it appear ancient. Well, Larry said Mike was not getting the picture. He said, dirty the statue up. In a sly tone, he said, make it look old. Larry would take care of the rest. Trust me, he said. We don't know why Mike decided to go along with Larry's scheme. Unquestionably, Mike could have used the money. It's also likely he wished to prove just how clever he was, if only to his friend Larry. But anyway, that's how Mike the artist became Mike the forger. Mike the forger. A couple of whacks with a chisel provided some appropriate abuse, a little discoloration here and there. Then after the figure had acquired a reasonable patina, Mike buried it in his yard. Unearthed weeks later, the Cupid really did resemble an archaeological find. Gazing at it, Larry grinned and said, I'll take it from here. The statue was carefully packed and shipped to a big-name antique dealer in another town. Shortly thereafter, Mike's skill at forgery was confirmed. $750 worth of confirmation. And even more impressively, the antique dealer turned around and sold Mike's Cupid for $5,000. But this is the rest of the story. Either Mike or Larry, we're not sure which, could not resist boasting. Somehow word reached the antique collector who had purchased the fake statue. An investigator was put on the case. Mike was found, and the young man confessed his role in the hoax. It could have meant serious trouble, but the purchaser forgave Mike, considering it was the antique dealer who cheated both of them. In fact, when news of the brilliant fraud got around, Mike found himself more appreciated and with more commissions for his modern statues than ever. Of course, Mike's masterworks are hardly modern anymore. For the 21-year-old Florentine art forger, the forger who otherwise might never have traveled to Rome, Mike Buonarroti. You know him as the immortal Michelangelo. Only now you know the rest of the story.